Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Oh,
but you know what? I'm sorry, I had you on mute. I don't know why I do that. I'm doing all of this talking and introducing everyone, and my phone is on mute, so I do apologize for that.
Okay.
Please charge to my mind and not my heart. Please.
All right. No problem, Elder John.
Amen. So we're on this evening with Pastor Maddox. And Pastor Maddox, again, for those of you who are listening, he is from Baltimore, Maryland. He's a pastor for Prince of Peace Baptist Church in Baltimore, Maryland. And we're so happy to have him as a guest speaker this evening. For those of you who are on for the first time and have never heard him before, he comes with a mighty word for the body of Christ. And we're looking forward to what God has placed on his heart. Amen. So I'm going to move out of the way and let Pastor Maddox, he was the next voice that you hear. Pastor Maddox.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor John, and we thank you for allowing me to come again. I must also thank you for allowing Edna to allow me to come through Edna this time, and we are thankful. I'm thankful for you and your wife and all those that gather on the line. And thank God for has tonight some members of the church, some from the Rhythm of Jesus team, some of them are on tonight. And I just want to thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to be on one more time. Things are well with you, Pastor?
Pardon? Things are going well. Amen.
Good,
I'm thankful
thank God
every day. I do not take anything for granted.
Amen. All right, so I'm going to get started. I'm not going to hold you long. I'm not going to read the passage before you. It's in the 15th chapter of Luke, and it's a very familiar story. I'm talking about the rhythm of the Father. And we'll talk for a few minutes and get out the way. The rhythm of the Father. Sometimes whenever we think about rhythm, Pastor John, most people, it comes to their mind that most people think about music. I remember the days in church when anniversary time came around. It was a joy to see the ushers stretch down in their rhythm. All of them on the anniversary Sunday, they was marching together. Sometimes it's like it's a joy to see people come together marching and offering time in the church back in the day and see the ushers in their white uniforms strut down the middle aisle. And look at all of them had rhythm. We don't talk about it that often, but rhythm is also a part of our life. Our bodies ticks off a rhythm. We all are on the line tonight, those that are on the line, you're on the line tonight simply because the rhythm within you allows you to be on the line. But another aspect of rhythm, that's something that we don't talk about. I believe in my own self that God is a God. He's a God of rhythm. He made the world, and all things was made by him, and without him was nothing that was made. God, rhythm. When you talk about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all of them worked well with rhythm. The Father didn't outshine the Son. The Son didn't outshine the Father. And the Holy Spirit didn't outshine God as well, as the Father as well. Everyone worked together. Rhythm. God created the world. He created the world in a way that we all had rhythm. Adam came in the picture. God put him here, came in the picture. Even the animals at the time had rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
But poor Adam, seeing everything, had rhythm. But Adam just didn't have rhythm at the time. I think the book said that it's good that it's nothing good for man to be alone. The guard turned around and caused a deep sleep, took the rib of him. We know the story. I'm just trying to get where I'm trying to get at. We know the story. God took the rib from Adam, and he made the woman. What a joy it was when Adam said, "This is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh." For the first time in his life, Adam had rhythm. Lord, have mercy. The animals had rhythm. Adam has rhythm. But it's in life we always find that if when you have rhythm, you always find there's always somebody trying to break the rhythm that God has made. Mm-hmm. Everybody had rhythm. Things was going well. Peaching and cream, Adam and Eve enjoying themselves. But here comes the serpent. Lord have mercy. What one thing he did is that he came along and talked to Eve and caused her, Adam, they sinned, and we know the story. And I'm saying it tonight that their rhythm was broken. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic shows us years ago. The pandemic shows us that even in our church. It's hard. Many pastors, some pastors have closed the door. Some people are scratching their head because they find that even the pandemic have left us. And one time in our life, it seems that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the local church, it seems that the rhythm has been broken. Yeah, come on, talk to me. It, the rhythm is broken. The rhythm, even in church, is not the same. You know how it is back in the day when we used to go to church and stay in church all day long. Back in the day, they had rhythm. Church was rhythm. They looked forward to it. They didn't have money. Back in the time, my foster parents had, he tells a story, she had a black skirt and white blouse. But on Sunday morning, wasn't no problem putting on a white blouse and a black skirt because it was going to the house of God. Father had a black suit tied. There had no problem going because the church was their rhythm. Those that worked out there in the cotton field, the slaves out there in the sun. But when Sunday morning came, Lord have mercy, they could go in the house of God and praise God for what he had done in their life because they had rhythm. Rhythm was in church. Well, preacher, get up there and preach. And he didn't have people looking on his cell phone, didn't have people looking on the tablet trying to analyze the text that he was saying. Back in the time, they came with their Bibles in their hand because at the time they believed without a doubt that the preacher had the rhythm and they went to church, somebody, to hear their rhythm, to be inspired, to leave the doors of the church and go back and face the world because their rhythm was charged by coming in the house. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's awfully strange now, awfully strange, because it's hard finding people today that want to go in the house of the Lord to get their rhythm charged. Somebody tonight knows something about it. Your rhythm needs to be charged. You've been talked about. You've been criticized. You've been put down, and some of you have turned away from the church of the local church of the living God, and you're living in a world where rhythm is not high. People's rhythm now is low. Oh, you remember the time the church had power. Lord have the local church had power. Power was at home. And if you didn't get in rhythm with your parents at home, they knew how, somebody know what I'm talking about tonight, knew how to go out in the tree. And they got that switch. And they pulled the leaves off. You would get the switch. And mama and daddy would beat you with that switch. Or we used to get beat with electric cord or fan belts. It was mother called it Black Beauty. When we got out of rhythm of them, they know how to get us back in rhythm again. Oh, we knew when time to go back out that you went back out and time that when the street lights came on. Okay, what your friends was doing. Mama said when the street light come on, you come on back in the house. Because street light mean you should be marching your way back home. Mm-hmm. Because we knew that mama and daddy had the rhythm. Lord have mercy. And regardless of what you thought, what it was in your mind, you didn't mess with their rhythm. You came back home and you submitted yourself in the rhythm of mama and daddy. They had rhythm. Never heard it till last week, I believe. The little boy went to school and took the gun he had and shot the teacher in the hand, I was told. Sad to say that even in school now, children don't go to school to learn about rhythm. They take a different rhythm in the house. And now because they take a rhythm in church, we're struggling and people won't talk about it. The rhythm of our world has changed. Shout it to be better. You can't speak in tongues to get better. What will we do? The rhythm, it has changed even in our house. The rhythm has changed on our jobs. The rhythm has changed in our family. The rhythm is not the same. I wonder tonight how somebody else's rhythm, how's your rhythm tonight? How's the rhythm? And here in the text, and I thought, you increased the text. I'm going there now. The text talks very well. The text talks well with the text. Very interesting text because it's a story that we always know. It's a story that you heard. It's a story that I heard. But I'd like to go back and look at it and see if I can get something, some fresh eyes on an old story. The father here, but there was the father, the rhythm of the father. The father had rhythm. But guess what? So did both of his sons. Now, we talk about the prodigal son. We talk about the prodigal son, how we know what he did. He asked for his inheritance. He went out there. So we saw the father had a challenge, not on the outside of his house, but the father had a challenge within his own house. Lord have mercy. Father had a challenge because the father had the rhythm. His sons had the rhythm, but guess what? They had a different rhythm from the set aside for a minute. Because somebody don't talk about, you may be on the line. You brought your children up the best way you could. You gave them the best you could. You tried to make life better for them, and it come to find out once you done the best you can. Believe it or not, they got your name. They got your address, but come to tell you tonight, they don't have your rhythm. They don't have your rhythm. Their rhythm is completely different and make you go back some time and scratch your head and wonder, where did I fail? I brought them up with the best way I can. And one thing about rhythm, Pastor John, you can't make people accept the rhythm that you have. Lord have mercy. We're looking in families. We're looking at families, and regardless, we got to say they're our children, but they come in today with a different style of rhythm.
Yes, sir.
And the question is, now what do we do? Because now our children come in with different kind of rhythm. Even in the church, the local church, people coming in today with a different style of rhythm. It's challenging today. We don't talk about it that much. It's challenging today for every pastor because the days is not sober. Folks come and they enjoy the service. They don't come because they got a different mindset. Their mindset is different. And they come, and sometimes people come into the church today, and their rhythm is never touched. They come in, Lord have mercy, the same way. They come in and leave the same way. Here's a father. Mm-hmm. The text, the father had something he's dealing with. And we say, oh, the prodigal son, the prodigal son, the prodigal son. We look at it, Pastor John, and we can become judgmental by saying, yes, by saying it was a shame for what the younger son done. But I put a pin in it, but we don't talk about this. I'm going to say it tonight. Everyone that's listening will listen or will not listen. However, you must admit in your life, you too was born as a prodigal son. Lord have mercy. I'm just happy. You're born. We got born. Pretty babies are born as a prodigal son. It's the stain of sin that's in the world. We're born prodigal sons, and we're born prodigal daughters in this world. You know, look at it long enough. They got their own rhythm. They got their own mind. They got their own rhythm, their own mind. If we don't pray and we don't ask God to help us, we're losing our young people because they got a different rhythm than what we have. All of us at one time in our life are prodigal daughters, and we could do a lot better because most of us would tell the truth if we would tell our young people we've been where they are. We struggle where they struggle, but only by God's grace and God's mercy, he turned around and allowed me to change. Y'all that fuck up to me from being a prodigal son or prodigal daughter. God let me change from being that way.
Yeah.
Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. The son gone out there and living and wasted himself. And the truth is that he wasn't the only one that wasted most of us, some of us. We have to tell the truth, some of us, even tonight on a Wednesday night. There was some time on a Wednesday night you wouldn't think about being on blog radio. You ain't thinking about something somewhere hearing the word of God. There were some times in your life that you was caught up in the prodigal of life. Your rhythm was not coming towards God. Your rhythm was out in the world of sink and sand. Rhythm. We're looking at it. I think on Monday we're gonna remembering. We're gonna be remembering Dr. Martin Luther King. Lord have mercy. And people say a lot of things about King, positive thing, negative thing. But one thing they don't understand: Martin King had a rhythm, and his rhythm was not to get along, but his rhythm was not to get along with folks, but his rhythm was to tell somebody about a greater love. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. King came, and Pastor John, if you really got the rhythm of Jesus today is costly. Constantly, and you're going to find if you got the rhythm of Jesus, you got to pay the price. King paid the price from having a rhythm of Jesus in his heart. He paid a price. Lord have mercy. And not only did Martin King pay the price, the Son of God came in the world with rhythm, and he had to pay it. You're going to serve God, if you're going to worship God, if you're going to tell somebody about God, you're going to face the moment when you'll be challenged with your rhythm. Will your rhythm stand when you are being challenged? Lord, have mercy. The Father, Lord, have mercy, did not change his rhythm despite of the behavior of his son. Y'all didn't hear me. I said the father didn't change. So often, Pastor John, so often, somebody that won't talk about the night, so often the behavior of our children, of our daughters, the behavior of our sons, what happened is that it causes us to change our rhythm. Oh, you're not talking to me tonight. The change in our rhythm. The rhythm changed.
You're eating the fish.
Rhythm, the rhythm changed. The rhythm changed. Lord have mercy. The rhythm changed. The rhythm changed.
I had to mess with
him
a little
bit. The rhythm changed. We hear you.
The
rhythm changed.
Don't worry. It's
not the rhythm changed. The rhythm changed.
You all right.
Rhythm has changed. And
it's not chicken. It's chicken.
The rhythm has changed in our world. The rhythm. What happened is the father saw his son went out there and wasted because the son had a different rhythm. But the good news is that the father never turned his mind away from the son, even though his son was on a different rhythm. Oh, it's a challenge to us. It's a challenge to every pastor. It's a challenge to every pastor. It's a challenge to every pastor. It's a challenge to every mother. It's a challenge to every elder. It's a challenge to every bishop. Will we keep the rhythm of God, or will we trade the rhythm of God for the rhythm of the world? Satan's own way is tricky. Satan's own way is tricky. What he did, he tricked Adam and Eve. He tricked Eve, and he broke her rhythm. And because, Pastor John, we are feeling the effects of a broken rhythm, even Jesus came to restore us, but we still have the after effect of a broken rhythm.
Yes.
The rhythm, we've been born, things are happening, nature is having a moment because the rhythm has been broken. The truth is that what we're going to do with broken rhythm, I'm sure the father could easily took, number one, the father could took a different mindset. The father could took a different mindset. The father, but I'm thankful that the father, despite of his younger son, the father never changed the rhythm of love.
Amen.
For his son. When I
Amen.
Think about it, I'm thanking God through Jesus that Jesus came with a rhythm of love. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Of love, where we were, of love. Old people say, love lifted me when nothing else could help me. Love lifted me. I'm glad that the Father never gave up on the Son.
Never
but like the Father here, but the Father had two situations. And sometimes, Pastor, even Pastor John, we deal in the church, we think sometimes that the ones out there in the street are in trouble, but that sometimes we got some members who don't leave home, and it's still just as bad as the ones that are out there in the street.
Mm.
Father had a dual problem on his hand. Though he was looking for his younger son to return, but he had one in the house who hadn't gone out there. But there's the one in the house still did not have the rhythm of his father. And that's something. That's something else. Sometimes we do our best with our children. And, Pastor, we do all we can and come to find out the children still don't have the rhythm of the father. It don't have the rhythm of the mother. Y'all not talking to me. They don't have the rhythm. The rhythm has changed.
Yes.
Father had two problems on his hand. Lord have mercy. Looking for his son to come back home. But then the problem he had, that when the son came back home, the mindset, sometimes we got to be careful, and I'm learning even pastors sometimes, you got to be careful because there are members in the church, they are not happy when somebody comes back home.
Mm.
Oh, Pastor, I had usher that was at my church, and she got upset
because Pastor, she wanted to be, it was only, at that time, Pastor only had three ushers and one man that died, and two of them rode the church, Pastor. In my mind, I didn't see the need to put one over the other one. Pastor, you see the need to do that. That the two of them ride to church. You ride to church together. You work. Why can't two people just work together? To come to find out, Pastor, they had a problem because one wanted to be over the other one. Then when the person came back to church, then some of the persons that had been in the church for a minute turned around and said, why you let her come back on there? She should have sat down for a while before she came back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not talking. So these are some real problems we have in the church.
Yes,
because
sir.
Some
yes,
of the prodigal ones are still there, and they don't have that mindset to receive somebody back into the fold because they're going to say, I've been there longer than them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we face it sometimes. We face it sometimes. And the church, you're happy when someone come back and the pastor go and to embrace them, but there are members that will not embrace one who's been out there. And they come back home, they're still pastor. They want to turn around and person come back home, they still want to put them in timeout. Oh, put them in time and want them to sit there and wait. And you got to wait. What you waiting for? Lord have mercy. But they want them to wait, Pastor. And that's a different mindset. That was one mindset. The father had one mindset. The younger son turned around, and the father said he was lost, but now he's found. But I wonder, Pastor, do we got to leave home to be found? What about the other one? Was he there? Pastor, I'm just saying it. No, many people got different opinions about it. I wonder, what was the one at home? Was he lost as well? I wonder, did the one that came back home, the prodigal son that came back home, did he come back home with a different mindset than the one had been there all the time? Don't you think that everybody's happy when you get better? Don't you think everybody is rejoicing when you get better? Don't you think that everybody is happy when you turn your life around? There are some people are happy with you in the showing your life in the yesterday moments.
Yes.
People are not always happy when you come back and you change. You say, I want to live for God. I want to come back, and I want to come back. I want to work for God. I want to come back. I want to give God my best. Don't think everybody's happy. And sometimes when the ones come back home, sometimes, Pastor, maybe we need to get the ones that are in the house, maybe send them out there and view the life and come back. Maybe they come back with a different mindset. Here it is. I'm closing now. Here it is. The younger son came back home. Father was happy. Kissed him. Joshing. But then the one at home heard the music. He wouldn't come in. Why he wouldn't come in? Because he felt that he, no doubt, was better. Lord,
he was better
than the one. He felt better. He was better than the one that. And Pastor, we live in some time. I hate to say it tonight. You may not bring him back on. We got some pastors. We got some people in our church because they did some stuff. They feel that they are better. Been doing it for a long time. Don't you know that everything we're doing it by the grace of God? Don't you know it's through God, through Jesus Christ, that allow us to do what we do? Just because we always be there does not always mean we got fresh bread. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Times that we have to ask God to breathe on us. Time we got to ask God to help us. Time we got to ask God to show us what to do. And then yet in the church is challenging today because what does the church do now? Oh, we turn around and gave up. We came and it's been a blessing. Give a five, been a blessing. Things to give up. But we got people now that are satisfied being home. Because I'm sending my money, I'm being home. When the old folks were just happy being in the house, I think the writer said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let's go back and look at that again. Number one, the son came back home, thank God, but he didn't come back home by himself. Pastor, the good news is that the father went to meet him.
Yes.
And Pastor, in a real serious way, I'm thankful, Pastor, that every person that's on the line, you didn't come back home by yourself. On your way coming back home, the Father came to meet you. Lord have mercy. And that was a meeting of rejoicing. That was a meeting of care. That was a meeting of throwing his arms around us, that you was once were lost, but now you are found. You are blind, but now you see, because he allowed us to come back home. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
That's something that we have to get excited about, because he allowed us to come back home. I'm thankful me die out there. I'm thankful that he didn't let my life be taken away from me. I'm thankful that he let me come back home. We ought to tell somebody that the Father, the rhythm of the Father, and that Father is still God, represent God. God rhythm, Pastor, have not changed. God rhythm today is long-suffering. God rhythm is immutable. God rhythm is infinite. There's no beginning. There's no end in the rhythm of God. It's everlasting in the rhythm of God. He is the eternal God. He is the transcendent God. He is the immutable God that does not change. Pastor, he turns around and he got his arms out tonight waiting for somebody to come back home. It don't matter how much drugs you've been on. It doesn't matter how much heroin you done done. It doesn't matter how much marijuana you done smoked. It doesn't matter how many women you done had. It doesn't matter how many men you done had. The Father's still down the road waiting for somebody to come back home.
Still waiting.
Sad to say, Pastor, sad to say, and I got to go now, sad to say, in our church, that the church don't tell people that God's still waiting on them.
Yes.
God's still waiting on somebody to come home tonight. On Wednesday night, maybe somebody can come back home. Regardless of what you did yesterday, what you did, you can come back home. Pastor, somebody said God is a God of a second chance. Well, not so. God is a God of a many chance, because those many of us that are still in the house, we're still not where we should be. God gives us another chance. God renew us. God, he sanctify us. God, declare us righteous. We ain't nothing without the grace and the mercy of God. God, impute in us in his love, his kindness in the his kindness pick me up for the ghetto of life. His kindness raise my mind. His goodness holds me in the time of trouble. We serve a God that's still alive. He's alive forevermore. The son came back home, got a hug from his father. Somebody tonight need a hug. Lord have mercy. Somebody needs to know you care. Somebody needs to know you ain't out there by yourself. You came back home. Somebody may not give you a party. Somebody may not give you a parade. Somebody may not give you no balloon. Somebody may not give you a cake. But I want you to know your heavenly Father is happy tonight that you came back home. Let nobody stop you from praising God. Rejoice in God. Be happy in God. Your hand towards God. Lift your hand and say, thank you for letting me come back home one more time. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you tonight for letting me. Lord have mercy. Let me. Yes. When the others said I wasn't nothing, when the others said I wasn't going to be anything, when the others had wrote me off, thank God in heaven that he never wrote you off. He allowed
you
to come back home just the way you are. I heard old people to say, up above my head, I hear music in the air. There must be a God somewhere. Old people used to sing a song, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, but through the storms, through the rain, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. Father, Pastor, I'm happy tonight that the rhythm of the Father is still alive.
Yes,
rhythm
hallelujah.
Of the Father. And what we need today more than anything, we need the rhythm of the Father.
Yes.
I'm through that. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Still need the rhythm of the Father. My goodness, what a thought-provoking message, especially for those who are home and become comfortable and feeling like we may be better than others because some have gone out and they want to come back home and not feeling that we can embrace them when they come back and accept them as they are. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And that is so, so true in life, just in general.
Yes.
We look at where
yes.
someone has been in
mm-hmm.
their life, and we just frown at them because of where they were rather than embracing mm-hmm. them and then welcoming
mm-hmm.
them back home.
Amen. Amen.
Them back
Amen.
Home.
Yeah. Yeah. And Pastor John, that was a powerful message there. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor. The scripture also tells us that he says nothing can separate us from his love. No height, nor depth, nor principality, anything can separate us. So that within itself says so much. Nothing. I don't care what you've done, how long you've been gone, or any of that. It does
yes.
not separate us from his love.
Yes.
Now, thank you so much for that word. Thank you.
Okay. If you'd like to make a comment, please do that.
Blessings to everyone on tonight. God bless you all. I thank God for the word. As the man of God, I just kept hearing the Lord when he keep the rhythm of the Father. It's keeping that example of the Father. And that's how we as his children continue to keep that rhythm, that flow by example.
Mm-hmm.
Because what the Father left in us, that's what his children are to carry for the world. But we have to be an example of the rhythm of our Father. And we have to be consistent in the rhythm. Because what happens is sometimes we get off rhythm, but people are watching us. Now we cause them to get off good.
God bless the name of the Lord for this world.
Because it's speaking to us as individuals, as children of the Most High God. And I thank God because they gave a charge on tonight. What rhythm are we following? And we say that we're children of God. Because he says love. His rhythm is love, compassion.
Mm-hmm.
He never gives up. He forgives. Yeah. How much more should we be doing? Are we waiting for a soul to return back? Are we loving coming back? What are we doing to allow them to know the Father is waiting on them?
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God on tonight for the man of God making this word, the rhythm of our Father. What are we doing?
Amen.
God bless you all tonight.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Well, amen. I just want to say this. You know, I enjoy hearing Pastor preach on rhythm. But he said a couple of things. The rhythm of Jesus is costly. The Son of God paid the price with his rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
The Father never changed his rhythm of love.
Yes.
The Father went to meet him, talking about the prodigal son. And God still waits on us to come back home. And so you have to be happy in God. And he never wrote you off, that part. He never wrote us off. Nothing
no.
can separate. I believe that was Pastor Susan said that. Nothing can separate you from the love of God.
Love of God.
And that's what we need, the love, the love. Bless you, Pastor.
Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, amen. And he also warns us about judging the people who have sinned. Because Paul says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So it's not like it's just not your turn right now. You just not on the, in the spotlight. But you, you're not free either. You're not cleared. But he will welcome you back with open arms the same as he does anybody else. So we can't be so harsh on others. And because those fingers we are pointing at them, are there are three or four others pointing back at us. So get the spike out of your eye. Get that log out of your eye first before you start to judge someone else as to what they should be receiving. We don't deserve any of it. None of us. We don't deserve anything that the Father gives. It's only his mercy. It's his mercy.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Maddox. God bless you. Awesome word tonight. I was just thinking about what you was preaching, that the rhythm of God is love, because God is love. And all the things that you was mentioning, I was like, Lord, somewhere in my life I was at that point. But you, because of your love and your mercy and your grace, here I am today to worship and serve you. I thank God for his commandment. I thank God for his statutes, his judgments, his laws that we are learning, and that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And I just thank God that we continue to be in the beat of the rhythm of God, that we continue to trust him and continue to walk in him and continue to demonstrate his word and power, you know, and love. Talking about other people that have not accepted Christ as yet. We were there, so why should we beat up somebody? We don't like to be beat up. We don't like to be tossed to and from. But because of God, his compassion, his love, and he said we have to do the same thing and be the same thing as he is. He said greater things that we shall do. And God did great things. He sent his son.
Amen.
Walked on the earth and was the example, hallelujah. And so I thank God that we continue to be mindful of who we serve and what beat are we walking in. It's all about God. If God is in you, hallelujah, thank you, God. We have to love one another, help one another, because we don't know when we might fall, that we need that help. So I just
got
to just turn it up tonight. And I was like, yes, I had my phone on mute. I was like, oh, yes. But I thank you, hallelujah, because we have to have reminders. We have to have reminders along the way. You know, every day we have to have a reminder that God loves us, God cares, and he's concerned, and that we have to continue to look to the hills, which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. And I just thank God tonight that I was able to get on and hear the word that pricked my heart. And I can take it on. I can run with it. So I just thank God. Thank you, Elder John.
Bless your heart.
And for inviting Pastor Maddox on. And thank you, Pastor Maddox.
Thank you.
Speaking the word of God in rhythm. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like that in rhythm. Well, I certainly was blessed. I thank God, this Minister Edna from Long Island, New York. Thank you, Pastor Maddox. I'm not going to say too much or nothing, but I thank God for the word. Because everyone has already made their comments, and I concur with everything, because this was timely, and we need to know that we need to stay in the flow, in the rhythm of Jesus, in the Father's rhythm. And I thank God. One of the things, because you said so much, is that the Father's rhythm never changed. It never changes, and it doesn't change. And I thank God that even when man fell and he had to send his son, his love never changed. He said, I got to go rescue my people. I got to get them. Got to bring them back. There is a choice that they have, but I pray that they made the right choice. Thank God us on the line have made the right choice, and that we can go out and compel and show the people out there love. so they can come and be in that flow. I am finished. God bless you, sir. We thank God for you, Baltimore, Maryland.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Pastor Maddox, and we do thank you for bringing the word. And I know, I don't know about you again, but I was, as you was talking about the prodigal son, I was just feeling chills, you know, within my body because of how we sometimes fall short in what those that we see. Those that we see out mm-hmm. there, you know, because mm-hmm. we are in a comfortable position. God has put us in a comfortable position. Sometimes we lose sight of those there. And rather than embracing yeah. them, hiding them mm-hmm. in, we leave them out there. Rather than going to meet them, to bring them
right,
in, right. they're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we mm-hmm. look at a distance, you know, and we begin to start to sometimes judge, you know, and sometimes we just don't even take any action at all. You know, our
yes.
rhythm is off.
Yes.
When it comes to loving and going out and inviting and embracing others who have been out there and who want to come back home. There's so many, you know, you can unpack so much with what you said and how we
yeah.
respond as a human being, you know, from the physical, not from the spiritual side.
Mm-hmm.
And we all stand and fall short from the glory of God. So no one is perfect. And if you say that you're perfect, then you're a perfect liar. So,
I feel
this evening and being a blessing. And you know what? That, it doesn't make a difference where you are, where you live. And listen, God does not change. His word is the word. Pastor Maddox, we're going to ask you if you would give closing remarks, and then we're going to close out. And again, so much for being a blessing to the cross this evening.
Yeah.
Elder John, we thank you.
Also, Pastor Maddox, you know that you're always welcome. You know
thank
that
you
always
much.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Always. Yes, sir. Yes, thank you. We thank you, Pastor John, Elder John. We say, Elder John, we thank you. We thank your team member, Edna, for inviting me. And we thank God for those that came on tonight. We're grateful for you coming on, and we trust that we will, regardless of what we do, a lot of us deal with church hurt, church pain, and we will continue to keep the rhythm of the Father in our lives, the rhythm of the Father in our ministry, the rhythm of the Father in our family. Somebody tonight need to recharge the rhythm of the Father in their life. Thank you, Pastor Elder John. Amen.
Amen. Amen. For those of you that would like to share this message for someone that need to hear this word, you can go into Blog Talk Radio and then type in We Can Be and Blog Talk Radio, go into archives, and you can share this with someone that need to hear this word. Going out and embracing someone that may be out there, that's an opportunity to go and embrace someone that's out there and welcome them home just by listening to this word. So we do thank you. And Pastor Maddox, if you could close us out in prayer, and your voice will be the last one.
Thank you so much. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for all of your children on the line tonight. We thank you for the station. We pray, oh God, that you would keep us in the desire, keep us in your will, and if you keep us in your will, we'll be in your rhythm. Father, help us not to slip in our own will. We thank you. We pray that this message will lift somebody, will encourage somebody, maybe some pastor that may be struggling, because you're finding that the rhythm of the church is not the same. You're trying to get the rhythm, and that you got officers and members that are trying to fight against your rhythm. We pray you keep them strong, Father. We thank you for someone. We pray that somebody will change their life. We thank you for the person who has changed their life. Thank you most of all for looking down the road and waiting for us to come back home. We thank you.
Yeah.
We know it's only by your grace and your mercy that you have waited for us. We're proud that you waited for us. Help us to tell the story that you are a waiting God. We don't know how long you're going to be waiting, but you've been waiting for a long time, and we thank you.
Yeah.
Guide us, lead us, keep us, sanctify us, and make us better. In your, in the name of your Son, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, we love you.
Amen.
Yeah.